Today's episode of The Chaser Report is brought to you by Skinny Tea Companies, promoting eating disorders under the disguise of a wellness beverage that's pretty much just laxatives and grass.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report on Monday the 18th of October 2021, which is Freedom Day number 2 in New South Wales. And we're back live with you, well, live-ish with you once again after a week off. I'm Dom Knight. Hello, Charles Firth. Hello, Gabby Bolt.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you going? How are your weeks off? Are you full of joy and well-rested and happy?
Does being extremely hungover after celebrating for an entire week count as being happy and well-rested?
Well, it counts as you being back to normal, at the very least.
I was going to say, that's a normal work week for you, isn't it, Charles?
Well, this is the thing. So on last Monday, we actually took last week off the podcast, and it was Freedom Week, and the whole idea was we would actually go out and enjoy all our new freedoms, catch up with friends, we could have 10 people at home, blah, blah, blah. And instead, this terrible thing happened, which is I just got drunk literally every day. Every single day, there was another lunch to go to or people to see at night or party or whatever. This is horrible. I think we should go back into lockdown.
You know what I've realized is actually more horrible than the week you had? The realization that I think you have more friends than me, Charles. I had one dinner and it was your house.
But Gabby, to clarify, I don't like any of the people I caught up with.
Oh, good.
It was all more social obligation.
I'm glad that your friends probably support you in listening to this podcast and all just found out that you don't actually like them at all.
No, but I am very sure that they don't like me either. Like, it's all just...
I went to Charles's place as well, which was fantastic. A really nice chance to catch up with a lot of old friends and Charles. I mean, it was horrifying, to be honest. The food was nice, the company was nice, but it just got so loud and so everyone got so tipsy and strident, and the amount of aerosols were going around. I just felt like I pashed everyone. I went home and had a shower and I just had to do mouthwash. I hate it. It's horrifying. I just want to stay at home. Charles, next time you want to catch up, it's Zoom, mate. I'm sorry. I don't want to breathe your air.
No, I agree with you, Dom. Like, we would have had a much better, like, I would have had a much better weekend had I not had to drink those 3 bottles of wine while shouting loudly at you all night.
Yeah.
Like, my whole weekend was ruined by having to catch up with everyone.
I have a bone to pick with your bloody weekend, Charles, and here's what it is. We came over as interns for like a nice lunch and I brought the only cheese I could afford, which was Mercy Valley and some grapes. And when I brought it out, you were like, oh, that's great. We didn't have anything like that. Thanks for bringing some cheese. And as I'm leaving your house, I see you prepare this, what I can only assume is a very expensive charcuterie board full of very nice cheeses. And who should I see as I'm leaving but Rebecca De Unamuno walk past and go into your house. And I'm thinking, oh, I wasn't worth the expense. Of cheese. So I won't be coming over to your house again either.
This is what happened. See, if we'd just done it on Zoom and self-catered like before, there would have been none of that awkwardness. Gabby would have felt she was still top priority rather than not making your top 10, Charles, which Beck did.
Rude.
It's now super awkward and horrible. And I don't even have any plates in my house because I lent all of my plates to Charles because Charles didn't have any plates for some reason or cutlery. So we're now eating off paper plates. The whole thing's a disaster. And the moral of the story is let's go back into lockdown right fucking now.
Look, I can't agree more, and thank you for those plates, because at the beginning of the lockdown, we actually chucked out all our cutlery and crockery because we said, we're never going to see anyone again, we're never going to have a dinner party, let's just get rid of them. And so it's great that you brought over all your cutlery and crockery, because now we've restocked. So, again, thank you for that. And thanks for the cheese, Gabby. That was really nice as well.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you loved it. Yeah.
Oh, look, and I mean, I'd be saying let's move down to Melbourne where you know the lockdown will never end, except that it is. It is ending on Thursday night at 11:59 p.m. We're going to talk to Dave Milner of The Shot about what it's like to be on the verge of freedom, which probably seems good to them now because they don't know how shit freedom is yet.
See, this is where I think the ACT government have got it right. They are 99% vaccinated and they're still not out of lockdown. You still can't even go shopping properly in Canberra. That is the way to go.
Canberra were onto the notion of freedom and fun not being desirable outcomes a long time ago.
Yeah.
Also today, our good friend Dan Illich on his billboard stunt that's got made CNN, Russell Crowe's into it. He's embarrassed Australia in front of the entire world. We'll talk to him about that.
But first of all, let's go to Rebecca De Unamuno straight after this.
Hang on. that Gabby, is it awkward for you to go to Rebecca now?
No, I can go to Rebecca. I'll do it. Ready? Hold on. Here's my thread to Rebecca. But first of all, let's go to the expensive cheese friend, Rebecca De Unamuno, in the Chase newsroom right after this.
She's worth it.
She is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Victorian government will end the state's sixth lockdown on Thursday night after hitting the 70% vaccination target, despite the state having nearly 2,000 new COVID cases yesterday. The change was warmly welcomed by both Victorians and the deadly coronavirus. Sky News commentator Peter Credlin says she won't be coming to celebrate Dan Andrews finally giving in to her demand that the city reopen, as she would be certain to catch COVID. Scott Morrison has announced he has changed his plans and will be going to Glasgow next month, as the Queen demanded. However, he will not attend the COP26 climate summit and instead will go on a tour of his favourite pubs in the area, as well as visiting the gravestones of anyone he can find on his family tree. Netflix have responded to criticisms of Dave Chappelle's controversial new special by admitting they didn't actually watch it first before approving it, as they were too busy catching up on Squid Game. Netflix said that the next time Chappelle wanted to get millions of dollars from them, he would have to win them in a series of chilling variations on innocent childhood games. That's the latest headlines from the Chaser Report. I'm worthy of expensive cheese and Gabby isn't. Mmm, yum, yum. This Jersey blue cheese is delicious. Mmm, yum, yum.
At long last, the sixth lockdown in Melbourne has an end in sight. 11:59 p.m. on Thursday. Things will open up at last. Dave Milner is columnist for The Shot. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good, but how are you? There's actually a time when liberty will arrive and hopefully permanently.
I'm all of the emotions concurrently at once on top of each other. It's been a long time, man. It's been a really long time.
And so is there any indication for why they opened up early? Because I thought you weren't supposed to be out of lockdown for several weeks.
We just want to be like New South Wales. The tables have turned. Yeah. We're going to copy you guys now for a little bit.
So has Dan Andrews sort of done a 180 and become a sort of freedom-loving libertarian? Let her rip.
No, I actually think what's happened is that you've been misinformed. This actually is the plan that's been happening the entire time. Have you been reading the Murdoch papers, Charles? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I get all my information from the Herald Sun.
That's your first problem. No, we're about to hit 70%, which is sort of cautious opening, and then 80% is the less cautious opening. And now we can go to the pub this week. I just can't get my head around it. I'm not going to have anything funny to say in this chat. I'm just utterly overwhelmed. I can go to the pub.
We've just done our first weekend out of lockdown, Dave. And I can tell you it is actually horrible. And by this time next week, you'll be pleading to go back into lockdown.
Yeah, Dave, I got to say, I'm kind of scared now that we're this open. It feels weird. Every time I walk out of the house, I'm like, hang on, where's my mask? I need my mask. I'm going to get in trouble.
So you guys don't need to wear masks outside? Is that what the deal is?
No.
Well, we still do.
Oh, because you're sensible in Melbourne now. That's right.
The biggest adjustment for us here is going to be, like, we got used to beating coronavirus. Every time we've stepped out of a lockdown, it just hasn't been around. And now we've got to do the live the neoliberal, live with it thing. And that is definitely going to be an adjustment. Absolutely. I'm not sure how people are going to feel about that. We had 1,800 cases today. That's a lot of cases.
Did you see all the new scientific reports are that if you get COVID and you get the vaccination, that's like double immunity. It works really well if you also have COVID. So I think it's sort of an argument in favour of just letting it rip. We're all going to get COVID eventually, Dave.
Let's not give people too irresponsible advice.
Don't get your medical advice from this podcast. We're idiots.
No, it said in the Herald Sun it was fine. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't listen to the Herald Sun. Don't listen to Charles Firth. That's my advice.
But it's going to feel weird, isn't it? Because, I mean, we at least, fortunately, have lower cases. But the call on whether you actually go to the pub might be challenging, mightn't it, if the numbers are in the thousands and thousands of cases around the inner city?
I think so. I mean, this becomes that personal responsibility thing. How comfortable do we feel doing these various things? I'm definitely only going to hang out with vaccinated people. And, I mean, part of that is I don't want to hang out with fuckwits, time being precious. But also, yeah, they're more likely to have the virus around. And, despite what Charles has just said, I'd rather not get coronavirus.
But does it worry you? Because here in New South Wales, if you're unvaccinated, you can still go to church. Does it worry you that every time you go to church, Dave, you'll be around unvaccinated people?
Yeah, and I'm just at church all the time.
No.
It's gonna weigh on me quite a lot.
Cramp your style.
Well, I've been indoors for 264 days come Thursday.
Bloody hell.
Jeez. Yes, it's been quite an ordeal. And
because your son's, 3 years old. That's about half his life, isn't it?
Yep. Hey, I'm trying to keep it together, all right? This is a live cross. Let's talk about that. Let's go back to how much I've been missing church. I'm just completely overwhelmed. 264 days is just a staggering amount of time to spend doing whatever the fuck we've been doing. Do you know what? I haven't spoken to you. Congratulations on your lockdown ending. That must have been nice too.
Dave, how long is it going to be? Because you're a great Murdoch watcher. How long is it going to be from when Melbourne finally reopens, as the Herald Sun has been demanding for more than a year now? How long until they start going Dictator Dan for opening too early?
Thursday, I imagine. Thursday at about 11:59 p.m. It's been remarkable. I wonder if they will try to claim credit for this.
The paper that saved Melbourne. That's what I hear.
Yeah, yeah. We'll send down some Sydney correspondents to do some proper political journalism on your...
They've tried that. They sent Peter Credlin down to cross-examine Dan Andrews and rip the whole edifice of this government apart. Didn't work, but we have done that. So please, please, no more. No more.
What are you going to do on Friday, Dave?
Far out. Just lots of crying, I think. I will go to my local with some friends and, yeah, just lots of crying. Lots of beer.
I'll tell you, it is nice actually being able to chat with people without a sort of Zoom link delay thing. But you sort of suddenly realise, that's the point of life, isn't it? Like I don't know. I got really anxious under lockdown, and then suddenly it's like all dissolved because, catching up with people. I don't even like people, and I enjoy this.
Yeah, I saw Charles on the weekend, Dave, and I'm done till 2023, but it was nice.
Well, it's that, microsecond of latency on Zoom that just makes everything 100% more awkward and stressful. And that not being there in real life, I imagine, would be quite nice. Yeah. Also, 263 days since I've seen some people, I can't remember what certain people look like. That'll be nice.
There's bird song in your background, Dave. It's beautiful.
Is that going to be a problem?
It's fantastic. It's exactly the vibe. Even the birds are happy.
Well, they heard. They watched the press conference with me. We are like a Disney cartoon.
Yeah, they're Dan Andrews stands, aren't they? The birds.
The drips. God.
Well done. We have no idea what it's like. Had to do what we just went through more than double. Yeah. Can't wait to come down and see you and just help the virus spread.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode of The Chaser Report is brought to you by Skinny Tea Companies, keeping general practitioners in business 24/7.
Now, if you happen to be watching global news channel CNN over the weekend, you might have seen the face of our dear friend Dan Illich, the host of the Irrational Fear podcast, with the billboard stunt that we talked about just over a week ago here on the podcast. It's gone ever so well. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dom, Charles and Gabby. It's good to be with you.
Congrats.
Sorry, it took me a while to kind of get your names out because I'm just used to saying, oh, hi, Jake Tapper. It's good to be with you. That's what I'm used to saying.
We're the little people now.
Thanks for deigning to come back on the podcast. We brainstormed one of the ideas. It was so cool to just be chatting on Zoom and then a couple of days later, it's in Times Square.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed giving some billboard space away to, you know, friends of the podcast, Irrational Fear, people who've employed me throughout my career. It's absolutely thrilling to give a little back. And I think that Crocophile Dundee was a real great hit amongst the internet community. I think it's gone viral. I just see it retweeted and retweeted everywhere. So you guys have absolutely hit it out of the park.
Well, slaps on the back all round. Our work is done. Climate change is fixed at this point.
Yeah, look, I don't want to say, like at 9:45 a.m. when those billboards went up, ScoMo had no plans to go to Glasgow. Then by 2:45 p.m., he held a press conference to announce, oh, no, the night before we made a decision. We're going to go to Glasgow. So, and I don't know, maybe it was us. Maybe it was the Queen being disgruntled. But who knows? You know, it just goes to show you, even if it was us just for a little bit, the kind of power comedians can have when they are angry and haven't been able to work properly and are in their bedrooms for like 3 months at a time.
Well, there's a causal link. Surely the Queen saw the billboards.
Well, I had this theory, you know, one of the billboards, it had a whole bunch of names of people who paid more than $500 to kind of get their name on the billboard as part of the campaign. It's a bit of a thank you to all the people that contributed financially. And in it, I threw in a few other names just to kind of make it funny. And so other names included Angus Taylor, Gina Reinhart, Rupert Murdoch. And so I had this theory that some staffer at the PMO saw that slide and was like, holy shit, Gina Reinhart and Rupert Murdoch have paid for these. We better tell the boss.
Do you think that they're so rich, though, that they would see that and assume that they actually had?
Yeah, I mean, they don't know what they do with their money. You know, they don't know that their money causes catastrophic climate change.
Rupert Murdoch sitting somewhere in an ivory tower, like, this seems like a weird thing I would spend my money on, but I suppose I did just unveil the climate campaign across all my papers, so who knows?
Exactly. Rupert Murdoch said to someone, oh, yeah, I suppose we should support net zero by 2050. Let's do a 15-page pullout. That'll help. That'll fix it.
Dan, online, you know, there's been a lot of people who've been very supportive of your campaign, but there's also been a lot of people who hate what you did. And I just want to read out some of the...
Please.
The tweet.
Please read out the hate. Bring the hate on.
This one's from Fire Hatham.
Uh-huh.
And it says, if you were a satire news site who wanted to mock how ineffectual and pathetic the Australian progressive movement is, you'd make a scenario where people wasted thousands of dollars to make a shitty pun on a 40-year-old Australian reference aimed at people not in Australia. How do you respond to that?
Wow. Well, can I just respond to that by saying, Charles, that was the Chaser's pun, and I don't usually would go for that, but I thought it would, you know, resonate with Americans. Look, I'm all for freedom of speech. You know, I wasn't going to say no to the Chaser interns billboard.
That is the last thing that cut through from Australia is Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, absolutely. No, as someone who lived and worked, and Charles, you would know this, as someone who's worked in America, people reference Crocodile Dundee to you all the time as if it is like Beyonce. Like, Crocodile Dundee still holds cultural cred in America. So
that's why
I laughed so hard when it got pitched. So I think it was actually pretty good. I thought it was a really clever thing, and I'm sure my friends internationally loved it. They saw this campaign rollout. I'd have a good friend in Korea reach out to me to say that campaign is fantastic. And he said, I know that the Australia-China trade war is bad for Australians, but they haven't burned it because they haven't burnt any Australian coal in the last 7 days. I have had clear skies for the last 7 days and sunshine. And he said, this is absolutely down to the Australia-China trade war. And I thought, that's remarkable. Like, in Australia, we don't think about how our coal gets used elsewhere, but it absolutely pollutes the skies of Asia after it leaves our shores. There's this tangible effect. So, yeah, no, I defend the pun. I think the pun is good and it really served the right audience, right time. There's always a good time for a pun.
So what about Idiot Digger? I have no idea how they expect the American public to get this billboard. All right. So Dan, what were you doing? Why didn't you put the billboard in Australia?
Well, you know, it's not for Americans. It's for us. We're entertaining ourselves here. I'm entertaining 2,000 people that gave me money to put billboards up ridiculing the government. Look, and also the press that it got back in Australia was phenomenal. And so that is the point. You're not going to get the same amount of press if you put that pun in Glen Eyre. Wherever you want to put
it. Anyway, you know what? I find the argument against these billboards so stupid, and here's why. If a scientist said, "Hi, everyone, I would like money for my stem cell sciencey stuff. If you want, donate money for my science." And people went, "Here's a lot of money for your science." And he goes, "Wow, I've been found with more money for my science than I ever thought possible. I guess I can make more science with this." No one would care. But when it's comedy, all of a sudden everyone's like, "There are so many better uses for this money. You could have used it for anything." No, the point is that you asked for money for satire. People gave you money going, "Cool, here's money for satire." And then you use it.
Ross Noble can perform at the Athenaeum Theatre for a week during Comedy Festival and make $150,000, right? I can't do that. I can make jokes on billboards in New York City, but my audience is equally just paying for that. So yep. I spent $150,000 making jokes in New York City and around the world at Glasgow, wherever, because that's what I do. I make jokes there. Ross Noble can't do that because he writes jokes to do on stage. That's what he does. So, you know.
Finally, Dan, what's next? What's the next step in the JokeKeeper onslaught?
So step one, phase one of this comedy event has been done. New York is done. We're on to phase two, which is going to be a little bit of a secret. So I can't, until I can book all the billboards where I need to book them, I can't tell you, but I can tell you what is planned in 3 weeks' time for Glasgow. So here we go. We've got some creative here. See if you can see this. It says, "Paris targets, we meet and beat because we cheat." That's pretty good. Lovely. And then I've got Australia, reducing emissions by making more emissions. And this is the final one. Glasgow welcomes the Prime Minister of Australia, and I'm sure Scott Morrison will be quite happy to see that photo of Rupert Murdoch beaming down upon him.
Very nice. If you want to support, just go to Dan Illich's socials or his website and you can find out how to tip in more money for the JokeKeeper campaign. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, good to be with you. Yeah, please listen to a Rational Fear podcast. This week we had Angela Voisier, Dane Simpson, and we also had Joe Hildebrand on, and we bashed him for about 30 to 40 minutes about News Corp, and it's a pretty fun listen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's episode of The Chaser Report is brought to you by Skinny Tea Companies. The product is what it does, a pile of shit.
Before we go, let's just look back on how packed with content this podcast was, Charles and Gabby, and just reflect on how we don't really need an outro. This is probably going to be it.
That's a great idea. Shouldn't we just mention that our gear is from Rode Microphones?
We're supposed to do that.
Should I add a soundtrack to this?
And we're part of the Acast Creator Network. And that's all the podcast, but we are back live, so tomorrow we'll have to do another one of these. I'd gotten out of the habit of that. Damn it.
Yeah. Great.
Let's end with a real whimper. Okay.
Bye.
Stop recording in 3.
Buy our shit.
Two.
All right.
One.
Come see my show.
Oh, God, Gabby.